Welcome to Two Teas in a Pod. I'm Kate Diaz, a Manchester math teacher and elected president of CEA, the Connecticut Education Association. We are Connecticut's largest teachers union, representing tens of thousands of professional educators across the state.
And I'm Jocelyn Delancey, a fifth grade teacher in Darien, elected vice president of CEA and president of CEF, the Connecticut Education Foundation, CEA's charitable arm.
In every episode, you'll hear thought-provoking interviews, as well as actionable tips and strategies that you can implement in your daily life. We'll have stimulating discussions to help you become a more informed, an effective educator and advocate for your students and the teaching profession.
Thanks for spending some time with us today. Now let's jump right into Two Teas in a Pod.
We're here today with Lisa Cordova from the Capital Regional Education Council. She serves almost, 900 members, Lisa?
Around 947.
Oh, well, look at her being all exact. We're here today to talk about a really important personal issue, which is stress. We've had a lot of conversations. There's a lot of publicity about teacher stress. What's going on in the schools? You know, are we at a breaking point? So I think it's really important for us to bring somebody in who is really counseling a wide variety of teachers and dealing with on a day-to-day basis. Lisa does something that I could never do, Jocelyn. She teaches preschool.
No, I'm actually kindergarten this year. I graduated.
You graduated. I didn't realize that. Well, congratulations or sympathies. I'm not really sure which. So talk to us about what's been going on.
Last year was very stressful, so we thought. There was the COVID, learning remote teaching.
Yeah, we thought that was the worst, right?
We thought that was the worst, and then came this year.
Part two,
with students coming back, with trauma, mm-hmm. A lot of students, especially at the younger level, coming back, never have seen a classroom or other friends at all. So there's been a lot of behaviors that have been adding stress to the teachers, and there's been a lot of crying. Let's just say a lot of crying.
So I guess the real question is, you know, we have these teachers. I know we talk about it a lot at CEA. I've talked to the commissioner about thinking of schools as little pressure cookers, and we have to figure out how to release that pressure.
Well, in our buildings, luckily we have a staff of veteran staff who are very cohesive and able to help each other. So in the afternoon when all of the friends are in the hallway crying because they've had a day where, you know, things are thrown at their head or screaming, you're just there and you can watch and you can try to calm them down, kind of have a nice little de-escalation event out in the hallway. It kind of turns into a little party.
Nothing wrong with that.
I don't know if we want to call it a party, but we have
maybe group therapy is the better
group
term.
Group therapy. In my local, I have been advocating for the schools. As you know, CREC has a lot of different programs. In the beginning of the year, I had each school, each program, take out their staff just so that they can have a little bit of fun and laugh about things, because I feel it's very important to laugh about daily events, because if you don't laugh, you're just not going to survive.
You got to release the pressure somehow, and laughter is a good way.
Laughter, we do make a lot of jokes.
Yeah, I feel like just sometimes what life looks like in the actual day, there are certain pressures, there are certain stresses that we can't necessarily change or get rid of, but there are lots of little things that our administrators could be doing for our staff, that our teachers could be doing to support each other. What are some of those things that, like, if an administrator just were to do one small thing a day to help alleviate teacher stress, what are some things that you think that might help some of those administrators boost our morale?
One thing that would be amazing is if, like, an administrator came in and said, "Hey, Lisa, I'm going to teach your class for 45 minutes. You go take a break and come back in 45. That would be amazing.
Surprise relief.
Another thing that would be amazing is if they offered some type of incentive, like, people who have been here every day for the month, you get an extra personal day or something fun like that. Because what's happening now, as you probably have heard, is there's so much absenteeism.
Right, which is really made worse by the fact that substitutes are not, let's say, abundant.
Right, so it's causing stress. I mean, the people who have taken the day off, they're stressed out. They need the day off. I am not judging for them to take the day off.
Right.
They needed it. But it also add stress to the people left behind, because then we're covering for them. And literally the administrators are running around in the morning pointing at you. you're teaching fifth period. You're sixth period. Then you're like,
oh, I know. I'm still on the listserv for Manchester High School, and every morning it comes out, hey, anybody available? And then the list of periods that they need help with coverage.
Right. So I think that's been the biggest stressor this year. I think at the beginning of the year it was the students, but now as we're working on scaffolding and foundations for them to be successful in school, now it's becoming the absenteeism, because it's a lot of stress because COVID isn't gone. A shocker. I know.
You're
shocked.
What?
It's still around, and now we have this, you know, stay and screen and stay program, which is being rolled out, and it's not an exact set of events.
Right.
And so what's happening in one room is not happening to another, which is causing a lot of stress because they're like, well, why is this classroom?
Right. Confusion never makes things easier, yes. For sure.
We don't enjoy confusion. I don't know. Teachers, we're pretty structured.
Listen, I worked on a bell schedule for my entire career. Talk about structure. You know exactly what's going to happen at 10:37.
Right.
You know, there's a certain predictability. And you're absolutely right. The structure, the things that really we rely on to make sense out of our day have really been some ways blown up. And so we're really kind of trying to create new formats to work with our kids and figure all of this out. But you're right, the pandemic's not over. And what role do you think, Lisa, some of the community conversations are having on teachers themselves? You know, the ideas that we've had fistfights at a Board of Ed meeting attacks on teachers from members of the community. You know, what role has that played in stress, you think?
Well, it's also very difficult when you do pick up the paper and the community is blaming teachers for things. We are so dedicated. We're such a dedicated group. And we pour our heart and soul into all the children. And then to have the community sometimes say things like, what are we teaching? Is that what we should be teaching? And making it look like we're making poor choices in instruction when we've poured our heart and soul in it. That does add another stressor, absolutely.
Go ahead, Jess.
I was just going to say, I think that what the community needs to really understand is that teachers in all of this have gone above and beyond. And when teachers aren't going above and beyond, often it's because there's a structure in place that is preventing the teacher voice from being in the room. Or, you know, when we talk about curriculum decisions, most curriculum decisions are not necessarily made by teachers. And I think people need to remember that
And another stressor is, with COVID, instruction is so different. Yet we haven't gotten one more minute of prep time. I would argue that we have less prep time.
Oh, I would definitely argue we have less prep time.
And the demands are so much higher. Now we're social workers, everything.
Right.
And yet they're like, here's your 35 minutes of prep time. Peace out. Good luck.
Don't use it all in one
good
place.
Good luck.
Well, and you're absolutely right. I was thinking about that. We often think of classrooms very academically.
Right.
But the reality is that what makes or breaks teachers are all those other things, right? Teachers aren't going to be made or broken from the amount of reading instruction or the time they spent with their math facts. They're breaking because of everything else they're being asked to kind of bear. They're dealing with kids who have family members who are sick with COVID or who've died from COVID. They're dealing with, I mean, at the high school, one of the biggest things we've seen is a much larger group of kids with anxiety and depression. And so it's not, it's just the numbers are overwhelming.
Right. And when you see the students that are in front of you are stressed out, you try to bear some of it. And then it makes you have anxiety because you're like, what else can I do? What else can I do? You go home, you read books, you do Google searches, you come back, you try it, it doesn't work. But by the way, I do love the Go Noodle. They have a lot of those nice little relaxing things, and sometimes I make them do it when I really need it.
That's a good idea.
Let's do a rainbow breath, everybody.
Oh, see, a go noodle. What's the go noodle? I have not done Go Noodle. Go Noodle is quite a fantastic site. I wish you all could see Lisa go noodling right now.
It makes me feel better. Everybody, breathe in and take a breath. It does make you feel better.
Well, I think that's powerful stuff, though, to remember that sometimes a simple timeout and to recognize kind of, okay, this is where we're at, is really powerful. And you're right that the camaraderie, all of those things really play a part.
Well, and I think we're so focused on academics and go, 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 and get everything done and beat the clock. But we undervalue the time, just time. We undervalue it, and we kind of look down on things like play or, you know, like, I mean, as a teacher, I just, if I could just sit and read aloud for 25, 30 minutes with the class and really get them engaged with maybe something fun like hot cocoa or something really nice that builds that community, we undervalue that work. And just putting a little bit more value in that and allowing for teachers to have the autonomy to use that time that way would take out some of our stress, I think.
And I really feel like veteran teachers feel comfortable doing what you're talking about. It's the teachers that have just started that they're so concerned about meeting, am I following the pacing scale?
They feel like they need permission.
And they may not even, I don't even think the administrators would necessarily mind if they did something, but they're internalizing it and that gets them more stressed out. And
I think that's fair. I think sometimes you're right that we can be our own worst enemies.
Yes.
You know, you're right. As a veteran teacher, I always felt like I'm going to do what I know is right to do. And if somebody wants to challenge me, I guess we'll have a good debate, a good, healthy debate. But that's me. And I don't know that I probably felt that same way my first year of teaching. And so giving ourselves permission to do what we know is right, because one of the things we always want to remember is teachers aren't accidentally in a classroom. They've made a conscious choice. They've been educated. They continue to professionally develop themselves. They look at, to your point, they're constantly researching methodologies to make sure that they're doing what they need to do to really serve the children in front of them. So at the end of the day, we don't ever want to lose sight of that, that this is not a group of people who just kind of happened to show up at the school today to make it run.
Right.
It's people who have really invested time and energy and thought. So I think that, you know, the more I liked hearing about, you know, that your teachers are kind of collecting and saying, you know, we're all in this together. What are we going to do to help each other? I think to some extent, our survival during this particular year is highly dependent upon our willingness to kind of come together.
Right. Coming together and take care of yourself. If you need to go home at night and not correct those tests, do it, because tomorrow's another day and you can start again and get it done tomorrow. I mean, that is the biggest message I send. I get lots of emails and phone calls from teachers that are just in panic mode.
Right.
I'm like, just take care of yourself.
That it's okay.
It's okay.
It's funny. I was thinking about what would I want teachers to think about for, you know, heading into a break. And I kept thinking, well, I hope that everybody leaves it at school, because whatever it is, whether it's a stack of papers or a concern or a PPT that's coming up, I hope that we leave it at school. Let's walk out of school the day before break.
Let's start a campaign, Kate and Jocelyn. Can we start a campaign?
Sure. What do you want to call it?
Leave it at school.
There you go. Leave it at school.
Leave it at
school.
It's
okay.
Campaign.
Leave it at school.
You
heard it here first.
December 23rd or December 24th or December 22nd,
leave it at
school. You decide you're going to take care of yourself for the 10, 12 days that you have so you can go back and give the students everything they need to be successful and happy. Because when they're happy, you're happy.
Absolutely. I think that's I will work on that. We can probably come up. Leave it at school, ladies and gentlemen. Let's leave it at school. Lisa, thank you so much for coming in today and joining us.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I love the work you guys are doing, helping all the teachers feel better about themselves and giving us what we need so we can be successful.
You bet. And you know what? CEA does have a couple of upcoming things. We are working on our campaign of Better Together, Taking Care of Educators.
Yay,
exactly. We still have Stress-Free Sundays and Mindful Mondays with yoga coming up. And then if you watch emails, we're going to be putting out more activities, some more exercise activities going into the new year. We're looking for mindfulness opportunities. And Jocelyn and I hope to hit the road with some prize patrol. Because, well, if nothing else, we should be finding ways to have some fun. Because celebrating our profession is something that we certainly can control and get energized by being able to be around other teachers like yourself.
All right. Well, I'll be waiting for your game show car to come to my school. Because I love a prize and I love a game. So everybody, be ready. They're coming.
Well, and I think it's really important to remember that we know that taking care of yourself is really important, but we also know that taking care of each other is really a message that we want to be spreading. Stresses is really hard to take care of by yourself. We need to take care of each other in the same way. So CEA is looking to do that. We are going to continue our podcasts and keep you informed and also keep taking care of you so that you can take care of those students.
We wish everybody a restful break. And you heard it here. Just leave it at school.
Leave it at school, everyone. See you next year.
Happy holidays and Happy New Year.
We want to thank all of our members for all you do and for listening to the latest edition of Two Teas in a Pod.
For more education talk, subscribe to Two Teas in a Pod and find us at cea.org/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like what you heard? Share a podcast with your friends and colleagues and spread the word because we are
stronger together.